Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life? Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die?
Hi, welcome to Boys Do Cry Mental Health Conversations, where we have honest conversations about mental health.
Each week we talk about how we're feeling, how we're truly feeling, and try and make sense of what goes on in our minds.
No, we are not mental health professionals, and if you are struggling, please reach out for help.
The stories you hear should not be a substitute for professional help. They're here to supplement your journey.
My name is Ram Reyes.
And I'm Paulina Rodriguez-Reese. Thanks for joining us.
Until tomorrow. What's up? Hey, what's up? What's up, boys? Welcome to another episode of Boys Do Cry. And back here with another update, another episode. How are you feeling, Paulina? Let's just go straight into it. How are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
She's hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm like,
it is 9 p.m. and I have not ate dinner. I just went to the store to buy tortillas, and I'm about to make some tacos after this.
Hot. It just went straight to summer.
To summer. Like, how hot today is it over there?
85.
Dude, tell me why it was 65 degrees today, and I was dying.
If you're dying at 65 degrees, you're gonna be dying if you go back to Fresno. Well, as you know, I still live in Fresno, and
I know. I think Long Beach. I live in Long Beach. I'm becoming a Southern California gal. What can I say?
Yikes. But yeah, well, you can think about eating after this podcast. Well, after you've done your job, after telling the people what you're feeling, and then
how I feel.
Yeah.
What my feelings are.
I'm feeling anxious. I'm almost 3 weeks from now, I'll be graduated from college, from big boy school. And I am also, my back has been hurting. Okay, maybe that I should preface this, like, for the past like 2 days, my lower right back has been hurting. And is it just because I'm old now? It's because I'm 25 or almost 25 that my body is just deteriorating now at this point. I think that's the age where you stop growing, like, physically. I think that's the age. And
really,
I think I have to get healthy. I think I have to start getting healthy. My body is...
Your body is stops.
Now just on the... It's just down from here, I think. And I'm just feeling old. I'm going to graduate college after 6 years being in college. I think I might... Well, it's not like confirmed that I will graduate. I mean, it is pretty much confirmed. But if I like fail, then I guess I won't. But I'm not going to fail. So it's pretty much set that I will... graduate. And what,
you know what's crazy, today I was thinking about that too, because I went to a few job interviews and they were like, oh, are you looking for like a summer job, or like, when do you graduate? And I was like, no, I graduate next year. And like, I keep saying it, and I'm like, oh wow, like, I really do graduate next year around this time.
Yeah,
like, I signed up for my classes and stuff, and it feels real. And then today I was walking around campus and I got like free ice cream because I went to some event. And then I got free pizza because I wrote a letter to a representative that the like music department was putting on. And I was like, I'm going to miss
all these free things. Man, I didn't get that much free stuff from college. I don't
know. No, got to take advantage of it. Just go to random meetings, go to random concerts, just... I went to see a speaker.
Yeah, I think that's just one of the things. Well, I'm starting to like think about like what am I regretting or what did I wish I did? And I think I wish not that I wish I'd like tried more or maybe applied myself more. But then again, I wasn't at state, like at Fresno State that long. I was only here for like a year and then I was done. Because I was at City for the long time, at City College for the long time. But I feel like I should have like, I don't know. I feel like I should have applied for internships more. I feel like I should have done that. Although I was looking at internships and they're like, some of them said, or a recent graduate. So I could still be a recent graduate and get into these internships. But I don't know what recent graduate means. Yeah. I Googled it and they said it's between 3 years. Like you can say you're a recent graduate up to 3 years from your graduation date. And I'm like, is that really recent graduate? And I'm like, I guess. But now I'm just starting to freak out, guys. I'm just starting to freak out. Like I wasn't freaking out like before spring break, which was just over. I was like, you know what? It's far away. I don't feel it. But now I'm feeling because I'm like, I need a job. How am I gonna? Like, I have a lot of these pipe dreams. I have a lot of these dreams of setting up a lot of things. But now I'm coming to the fork in the road where do I dedicate my energy to? What do I do? Do I dedicate to the podcast? Do I dedicate to this idea I had for Fresno? Yeah. Do I dedicate it to leaving the state?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe you just chill for a minute.
I do also. There's a lot of plans. I have a lot of potential. Like that's it. There's a lot of potential paths. One of the paths is applying to GameStop because that was my 12-year-old dream. Applying to GameStop. I know. I'm like, I want a job at GameStop.
You should.
There's no reason
it.
For them not to hire me because I have a bachelor's. I wanted to work at GameStop when I was 14. And the sky's the limit. And I can start by fulfilling my 14-year-old's dream of working at GameStop.
You should. You should you should work there for a week.
It's like,
and
I worked at GameStop.
Just to scratch that itch.
One of them was just that. And then while I work, I do all this other projects that I want to do to maybe that will supplant that income, because I don't see myself. I feel like I don't see myself working a regular job unless I am the boss or not the boss, but someone who set it up, I don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, if you just donate at Boys to Cry and give us 99 cents, you could make this my permanent job. I could be, this could be my job forever.
Oh my God. You know what, though? I think I, these 4 months, I've had a lot of time to reflect. And I've kind of, what do I want and what do I, what would make me happy? I think that's what I've been thinking of, too, the future. But in a context of, I want to think about the future and, what would make me happy, but I want to remember that, I'm good where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to be this young again, unfortunately. But trying not to wish more. But I realize my dream, honestly, is just to be a middle-class citizen. That's mainly it. I'm just trying to be middle-class. But also, what did I say I want? Because I go to a lot of shows, a lot of concerts. And I realize it's more than just a concert. It's how I heal. Music is what heals me. And it's such a profound thing. I don't know. That's what it is for me. But I know that I always want to be surrounded by music. I want to live a life. Just have a nice middle-class job. Whatever it is. If life wants to give me more, I'm here for it. I'm not going to complain. But I just want a really, really colorful home. I want my home to be just vibrant. And filled with things that I love and have a really nice garden and some plants and shit and be surrounded by good food. And I want to be able to have concerts at my house every now and then. Like, I want to set it up in the way that I can have, like, intimate gathering.
Yeah.
Because people do it out here a lot, you know? Like, maybe I'll have a garden with, like, a little, like a mural, some shit, or, like, a little patio, like, set up for, like, music things.
Yeah, but it's like, how do you get there, right? Like, how do you get there?
With, like, I don't know. You know what? I think it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. Not anytime sooner and not anytime later. And I've been meeting a lot of, like, women with wives. Like, they just talk about their wives. And I'm like, damn, this has a beautiful, like, I want a gay little family, too, one day. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
See, well, the problem is that I could envision, for me, my problem is I can envision myself with a lot of dreams. There's a lot of dreams. There's a lot of possibilities. Like, I see all the possibilities. That might be a problem with me. It's just like, I see all these potential pathways. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I'm like, people have told me, these are what people have told me, that I have a lot of skills. I have a lot of, like, things I could do. And there's a lot of, like, avenues for that to be, you know, explored, you know? Like, I could move to Wyoming. I could move to Wyoming and be a photojournalist. I could stay in Fresno and set up, like, a journal or, like, a magazine or something, or continue this podcast, or go, I don't know, go to LA and try to do something there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the also paradox of that is that I also don't think I'm qualified to do any of that shit, which is the weirdest thing. It's like, I don't feel confident in doing that, or like, I don't have enough experience, or I haven't done enough to be able to do that. And I don't know if that's like low self-esteem, or maybe that is the truth and maybe everyone's lying to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
So like, these are all the things that are going on in my head. It's just like, there's a lot. Like, if I really go into overdrive, like thinking into or overthinking, I think this is what overthinking is. I overthinking about the future. Just the problem is that I could see all of this play out.
Like, no, I feel you. I think, like, I do the same thing.
Like, I have to stop it somehow. Yeah, but then I have to stop it, but also decide on what to do. It's like, what is the next step? You know, it's just like, fuck, what do I do now? There's nothing. It's just there's an open realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I can't decide on one. I could literally move back to the Philippines and disappear forever. That is an option.
You should. Just kidding.
That is an option. All these are options.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, like, how can I get a job that would also, like, because in public relations, there is a lot of global companies. So I'm like, how do I find a job that will send me to Mexico to work? So I can live in Mexico for a minute. Like, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. I just want a job that doesn't feel like I'm actually working. Or like, that sounds bad. But like, because this doesn't feel like work when I work on the episode. Well, it does kind of feel like work. But like, I don't know. It's like work I enjoy, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something that... It's just, it's also balancing the easy job, or like, not the easy job, but like a job that you don't like, but also pays well. Like, I'm pretty sure, I'm thinking about my parents. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they don't enjoy being nurses, but they get paid well. That's why they do it. And they put up with it. But why do I have the burden?
I think it's because you don't have children. So you don't understand that.
Maybe I don't. Also, I've been lied to by my parents. I looked at my birth certificate because I was looking at it.
You're not a Gemini.
No. Well, I am a Gemini, unfortunately. I still am. No. I thought they were 23 when they had me. They were 25.
Mm-hmm.
They lied to me. Mm. Well, maybe.
Why would they lie about that?
I don't know. Because I thought, I was like, well, actually, I was just thinking, like, when I was 23, when I turned 23, and I was like, man, my parents had me when they were 23, and I'm not prepared to have that. But then I was like, I'm gonna be 25 and I'm still not prepared to take care of a child, so nothing has changed.
You know, one of the, you know how I got to that support group? One of the things that really stuck to me was that he talked about, like, he has his job, right? Like, I'm pretty sure it's just like a corporate or kind of around there. It's just a job. But yeah. He said, like, doing the support group is his vocation. It's what he feels like.
Yeah, vocation.
It's what he's here to do.
Yeah.
And I realized that you can have, like, a job that supports the bill or everything like that. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
have to be outstanding. But you can still find your vocation. You can still do all those.
And
we put so much pressure, I think, to just make our job our vocation, but sometimes life doesn't work that way. I think it's okay to make peace with that.
There is this concept in Japan, it's the concept of ikigai, which is, let me Google what that means, because it's like there's three spheres. I'll probably cut this. It means the reason for being. Ikigai is a Japanese concept for reason of being. And if you Google this, it spells I-K-I-G-A-I for the people listening. And you're going to see like a Venn diagram of like four circles. One of them is what you love. One of them is what you're good at. And one of them is what you can be paid for. And the other is what the world needs. Those are the four circles. And they all intersect. Mm. And then at the very middle, that is your reason for being. Like, you could have something for what you love and what you're good at, but doesn't pay, and the world doesn't need it. That's just your passion. Like, if you're good at something and you can get paid for it, but you don't love it and the world doesn't need it, that is just your profession. Like, you could be paid for it and the world needs it, but you don't enjoy it and you're not good at it. That's vocation. Like, you love it and the world needs it, but you don't get paid for it and you're not really good at it. That's your mission. So I'm trying to find, I think that's what I'm really trying to find, is something that I love, something that I'm good at, something that I could be paid for, and something the world needs, you know? What are those four things?
You know what though? What if your life doesn't give you one thing like that? What if you have to be multiple things?
There has to be something that I'm good at and I love. Well, what, maybe I could find something that, okay, maybe I could find two things that meets two of those requirements, you know? So I have something I'm love at and I'm good at, and I have something the world needs and I could be paid for it. So I could just balance it, I guess. I don't know. But
I think I came to this realization that like my only job like in this lifetime is to listen. Like that's it.
Yeah, but that can will that support you? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, obviously I could find another job, but yeah, like,
I guess,
like, I could find like a profession, right? Obviously it includes some listening, but most of the things that I go to like outside of that is what like matters more. Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like, I think I could be at peace with just finding a job as long as I'm able to do the other thing. Because I honestly, like, I looked at my life and I'm like, dude, my life revolves around just listening. I don't even know, like, I'm busy or I should be doing more schoolwork. But mostly, like, I just want to go out into the world and listen to all these people's stories. And, or, like, when there's speakers at school, like, I love going to that. Like, today I listened to a speaker and I learned so much. Or it's, like, going to music. It's not just the music. I just, like, love listening to people's stories. And I realized this when I went to Take Back the Night here. I don't think I told you about that, huh? It was because it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. But that's when I had the realization, because I went and I was having a really hard time that week. Because I think that's when I called you and I was like, oh, I'm triggered. That was last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I went and one of the keynote, she like shared her story, right? And then she shared her song. And then she just said, like, the fact that we're there, like, means we love ourselves. And then she just said something, like, everything people say, like, I just take it in. I don't know, it's weird. But one of the main things she talked about was, like, when you get close to your truth, it gets really dark. And then when it gets really dark, it gets really lonely. And when it gets really lonely, it hurts a lot. And then she said something of like, but just remember that, like there's always people there with like their little fishing hook. When you get too low in there, like when you're diving too deep in there, that will kind of pull you out. So like just the fact that I was present to that was crazy. And then we did like a march where we just yelled throughout school, which is really cool.
You guys are yelling?
Yeah, it was a lot of like anti-rape chants. And then at the end, they did like a presentation, like an anti... there is a speak out portion where anybody could speak. But like the whole time I was there, I like had this epiphany too, because I was... like my heart hurt so much. Like it felt like there was a, like an elephant sitting on there. Cause obviously it's triggering to listen to that. Still like it opens a wound.
Yeah.
But then at the end, at the speak out portion, like I got up and I like shared something. And then after that, that I got up, I was the second person. And then nobody said anything. Like nobody got up for like 10 minutes. Like people just sat in silence with what I said. And then some people started sharing after a while. And I just listened to their stories, and it was really hard to listen. But then as I was leaving, I realized that, like, 2 years around this time, like, I couldn't, like, the word rape or the word assault or trauma or anybody saying anything like about their story, like, caused me to have, like, full-blown panic attacks. And, like, now I could sit there, and I can listen, and even though it hurts a lot still, like, I can listen, you know? Like, I can be present. And it made me realize that, like, I don't think the pain ever goes away, Ram. I really don't.
Yeah.
Because the pain was still very much there.
Yeah.
But I was able to just sit with it. Because I definitely, like, felt like I was, like, I couldn't breathe and all those same feelings. But I just realized, like, it still hurts.
You can be with it. It won't bother you as much. But you can be with it.
Yeah.
It bothers you, but I feel like that maybe is
it definitely bothers
you. Stand it. Like it's still there. But
yeah, it's like the pain is very much there, but I just didn't know how to feel that pain 2 years ago. That same pain that I felt like at that speak out thing or that take back the night. Like that's the same pain I felt at this time 2 years ago. But 2 years ago, like the pain felt so overwhelming, and now I can be with the same pain. Like it's not any different. That's what I'm trying to say. Like that people say that it goes away. I don't think it does. I think it's the same.
But I feel like maybe you just grow big. Maybe you're growing. Maybe
you, but you just learn how to be with it.
So
yeah, I think that's what it is. But yeah, when I was there, I just learned that day. I was like, I think I'm just here to listen.
But also, listen and make money. But,
like, I think that's my vocation.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
something along this line.
What?
I don't know. And speak. Yeah.
I'm just trying to find. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, that's it.
I just want to find how am I going to survive in this world? I feel like I don't really need that much. I feel like if I just could do something I love and make enough to not die, I'll be good. I'm like, I don't really need that much. Mm-hmm. And I don't need that much fancy things.
That's true.
I just need to... maybe I'm overthinking it too much. Maybe I need to simplify on like what I really want to do in my life. Like I'm not really even here to make money.
What is really
like
important?
Like some people, their goal is actually, I wish that was my goal. Like if my goal was just to make money, I guess I would try to find the job that makes the most money and try to gain the system. It's like, maybe I don't know what game I'm supposed to be playing or like a goal I'm working towards. I don't know. Like at the end of the day, I just want to be like kind of happy and contributing to the well-being of this earth and have enough to survive. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe other people feel this, right? I think this is normal to feel once you're graduating, right? I feel like,
yeah, I think you're having that existential despair,
well, and then you'll school, that, like I don't know what to do, depression.
Like all
I don't want
all to, recent no, college grad school, and grad then they school. Go to I'm grad school. School,
you know, I'm like just sad that it's school. Going away, but now I'm just like tasked with the hard. I'm like supposed to know what I'm doing for the rest of my life, you know? Or maybe I'm just scared of like actually doing the work of like that I've been saying what I'm doing. Like, maybe I'm scared that it'll fail. Or maybe I'm scared it'll succeed because then I have to do it, you know? So I don't really know. Tell us what to do, guys. Send us a comment. Send us a voice memo on what I should do in my life. I'll do it. If you send it to me, I will do what you said. But it's just very, maybe there's too many paths and I just can't pick on one. Like I just can't pick. I can't pick which path to take. Because there's too many paths. But
yeah. I think I just want to be present. I want to be more present each and every day. Because I think for so long I wasn't. Like I was, whether it was dissociating or whether it was like numbing. And those 2 years that I like just spent like not being here. Like being here, but not being here. You know? I feel like I missed so much. Like I did do things.
Yeah.
But I miss so much on like connection and just like learning to be fully present. Like I just want to make sure that I am present every day. Whether it's painful or whether it's happy or whether it's grief or sorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I guess I just gotta be present in what I have right now, but I guess I don't know, it's just very transient right now. It's very like
I think one day you're going to look back and you're going to wish you like you appreciated the uncertainty of it.
Uncertainty.
Because then eventually we become like so our lives are going to become kind of routine and just like having that space to like not really be anything.
I mean, that is kind of like why I want to like just like move somewhere and be like, well, I'm here now. Let's just like do anything at any moment and I have I don't know, I think I am getting what you're saying, because that just you saying that like I will miss this uncertainty and like, oh, maybe I should enjoy this uncertainty. I should,
yeah, because I go through that too, man, because I'm like, oh, maybe I should like be doing this or that, or, you know, like, or even planning for future. I'm just like, one day I'm really gonna miss the fact that I'm just like here by myself. I don't have to answer to anybody. Like, I can just wake up and do whatever I want to do, you know? And I don't have to be anything. I'm not. There's no like real expectations besides like mine. Like, obviously, I should learn how to budget more. That's the only thing. But like, the fact that I'm like young and that I can go to all these random ass shit and just, I can do anything, you know? Like, one day we're going to have children, or we're going to be married, or we're going to have a job. We're going to have all these, like, responsibilities. And there's not going to be space to just be uncertain and to just not know. Like, somebody's going to be wanting an answer from you. Someone's going to be demanding so much from you. And right now, you're just, like, just let yourself, like, not know.
Damn, that actually does make me feel a lot better, actually. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That I was like,
you're welcome.
Damn. She's right. I should enjoy this uncertainty. I can literally do anything I want.
Yeah, dude. Because think about, like you just said, your parents had you at 25. Like, yes, probably was a blessing.
They had to take care of me.
They had to rearrange their life. Like, today I was thinking about that. Today I was like, I have so many needs. Like, they take so much energy to take care of myself. I can't imagine what it's like to take care of a child.
One of my oldest high school best friends, he recently visited me. He has a baby. He has a 1 year. I went to his child's 1 year birthday. And I asked him, like, his name's Chris. Like, Chris, how is it being a parent? And he's like, it's freaking easy. Kids really don't need that much. You just doesn't need to feed them. And yeah, it's cheap. I'm like, that's exactly not the answer I was seeking. But if he thinks it's easy, then that's great.
Yeah.
Like,
oh man, they haven't grown up to the point where they need so much of you.
I was just like, one of my friends was a child and I got to hold him. I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah, he was a kid that was in my story and I had a baby in me. I'm like, or like in my hand. I'm like, this is a child that my friend made. Like, this is of his blood. Mm-hmm. Crazy. But yeah, I didn't think of, like, man, my parents really had to, like, shit, they gotta take care of this forever. They're still taking care of me. 25 years later.
And I mean, I think, yeah, children are definitely, you know, I think they definitely add to
your definitely life. Blessings, but
I'm not like,
I don't think I'm ready for that.
Yeah. But I do think, it's okay to just be lost. Like, when I moved here, I allowed myself, I was like, I'm not gonna know what to do. I'm gonna be lost for a while.
Maybe I'll take a year of, I think that's my plan. Maybe I should take 1 year to do whatever I want and to do whatever. See where it goes. See where it takes me. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. All right. Actually, I think you should watch this movie. Do you have HBO? Okay, well,
I don't think so.
Download this from certain sites, but or anyone listening, I want to. I don't know why I haven't recommended this film, because it was such an impactful film that I watched last year. Like, you should watch the documentary about Mr. Rogers called "Won't You Be My Neighbor?" Like, would you be my neighbor or some shit like that? Like, this man is literally like, I never watched him growing up. But that documentary, I watched it last year. It made me cry, like, in theater, like, full on sobbing. And I've never watched him as a kid. But, like, he just touched me as a person. Like, this is the person I want to become. Like, he's so kind and understanding and just a good person. And, like, you should watch some of his, like, videos, because it's like, you just watch a video, just like, it will make you cry on how, like, much love this person has. But the documentary, I recommend. Like, I actually wanted to tell you to watch, because, like, I feel like when we interview people or something, or like when we are on this podcast, I feel like that's the person I want to emulate when I'm on the show. It's like,
so for you it's Mr. Rogers, and for me it's Oprah.
Yeah, Mr. Andrew. Rogers. Yeah, I think Mr. Rogers is my Maya Angelou.
He's like, your Maya Angelou.
He's just.
I'll definitely,
like,
check it out.
Then. I was watching, like, each time I watch his video, like, there's this video called "Mistakes," like, and it makes me cry each time I watch it, like, without fail. I watch it. It's like a song. It's like, this is like a children's show. And it makes me cry. Like, I'm like, what the heck? This is. But I just, that's a recommendation that I need to. I don't know why I haven't said this on the podcast, but I need everyone to watch "Won't You Be My Neighbor?" Or just go to YouTube, just put in Mr. Rogers, watch it, and immediately you will know the message of, like, this show. Actually, like, what?
You know? Oh, go for it.
No, I was gonna say about
what you're finishing
about. He had, like, the first gay black man on TV, like, before, like, he, like, got him on. He's like, I don't care what you are, you will be on the show. And like before, like, and also while like this was like the 60s, like when black people couldn't go in polls, like in his show, like he shared like he washed the character's feet as like a sign of protest on a kid's show. And then also on this kid's show, they talked about like assassination when JFK happened. Just to like, just to explain to kids, like,
damn,
like, because this is part of life. Like, you have to explain it to children in like the best way possible.
Sometimes people get assassinated.
Sometimes people die. And I was like, damn, this show is, I don't know how I didn't watch this show. Well, because I wasn't in America, but like, I don't know. He's just like a perfect man, like a perfect person, and I'm like, this man, I need to know how to be like him, or like, I don't know, get some of that understanding that he had. But yeah, check out Mr. Rogers, great guy, I love him.
Mr. Rogers, I think what I want for my life, like, I want to create cycles, like, not, you know how we were in those like negative cycles of like trauma. I feel like I'm not in those cycles anymore, and I want to create new ones, like the one kinds that are like symbiotic, like that everything that I do like feeds each other, that like my life, like the people that I know, like I don't even have to be in their lives, like that I've planted enough seeds that they grow without me, you know. That they grow when I'm not here.
Yeah.
Eventually. Like, when it's my time.
I think that's like kind of like, that's like what I want. This, I think we're already doing that with this podcast. Like, I feel like the goal is to like, maybe even if they like listen to one episode, hopefully they like kind of start that journey. Just like start looking into it. And like, if we're part of that, that's great. I just want to be part of that. Like some, whether big or small, and maybe we're doing that already. We've done that. People have told us.
Yeah, and also I realized like, I'm all I what's gonna call it? I'm already like, what's gonna call? How do I say it? I'm already gay. You know, I'm already Mexican and gay ram and an immigrant.
You're a trailblazer.
I'm already a trailblazer in my family. I don't have to try anymore.
There's something that compels you to try. There is something that compels you. I don't know where that is.
But I mean, like, I know, right? I think what it is that you went through all this pain and you don't want it to be for nothing. You start walking through like the darkness and you eventually learn how to get out. But
yeah, exactly. Just like, and, like, I'm like, same people. Like, I don't feel as like depressed or as any of that. Obviously, I still go through stuff, but I'm not in that pit of despair as much anymore. So I'm like, how do I help other people to like get out of that? Because I feel fine, but I wasn't fine for the longest time until now. So,
yeah, dude, I've really been thinking about that too. Because like I said, like this month, like especially this last week, dude, I was like packing up my shit to leave to Fresno. And I'm like,
it's weird
to be okay. It's weird when you thought you weren't going to like make it through and we didn't see a future. Because now I imagine so many futures for myself. Mm. And it's like weird for life to show me so much great.
All right. Well, I think we should end it here. That's it for now, folks. We'll see you next episode. We have Devoya from Holistic Maya, Cultural Holistic Center.
Cultural and Wellness.
Yeah, but it's a great episode. Check out Mr. Rogers. Check it out. You know, be kind to other people and take care of yourselves. All right, I love y'all, and I'll see you guys later.
Chill. Bye. Getting older, world getting colder, all this weight on my shoulders, it's hard to stay sober. Problems weighing on me like a coaster.
I just wanna go ghost, bruh. Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life? What's the purpose to life? If we all die, sometimes I wonder why. With my head up to the sky, like God, is this your vision?
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Boys Do Cry.
If you would like to support us so we can pay our therapy copay, you can. You can go on Anchor. You can follow this link, bit.ly/supporttheboys.
For as little as 99 cents, you can support the pod. We appreciate you for taking the time to listen to us.
You could also support the podcast by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. Please rate us 5-star and give us a review. It really helps out the podcast.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Facebook. Our Instagram and Twitter is Boys Do Cry Pod. Follow us so we can become influencers and get free stuff.
And we would like to thank Food for Thought, aka Jalen from Music Collective's So Self-Explanatory and Hopeless and Happy. Our theme song is called What's the Purpose?
And remember, Maya Angelou is always right.